Sunday, May 21st, the 141st day of 2017. There are 224 days left in the year. On this date in history, 1881, Clara Barton founds the American Red Cross. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight. Somebody's gotta
stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours in sight.
I am American. That's what I am.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Yeah.
Here it is once again, Sunday morning. And today is May 21st, 1917? No? I'm just throwing it out there because I know I'm going to get castigated no matter what I say. Oh boy, my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark, Linda, and Red.
Red Smith, who's been on the blend glided path, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it seems like the blended glide path is really getting quite a bit worse and becoming public knowledge.
Well, it is. The blended glide path is bad. We have taken severe damage to the plane from flak. We're pretty sure it was the Russians.
Pilot the bombardier.
Yeah,
pilot the bombardier.
We're trying to get her on the ground.
Yeah, just like this is like the Memphis Belle in the final scene, you know,
yeah.
Trying to limping back to the airstrip in England, you know. Wow. So before we get started, I want to talk about the event that my sister Linda put on last night with her buddies and over there at MIAP.
Yeah, it was a. Beautiful dinner, I have to say.
Yep.
I appreciate all the support we all do and all the help that we got. I want to give a special shout out to Mort. I'm telling you what, he's a dishwashing fool.
That guy's a machine.
Yeah, he's a machine.
He's an animal.
Yeah, it was great. He made sure all of our dishes were clean for us, so all we had to do was load them up at about 11 o'clock last night, so that was really cool.
A lot of good people there, you know, Lori, and you know, there's so many that were involved, that, you know, Fred, and we could keep naming names here that were involved. And it was a really good evening. I had a really good time. Actually missed a gun by one ticket.
I just kept missing it by one number, you know.
Yeah.
And a special shout-out to Sarge and Cheryl, the caterers. I'll tell you what.
Hey, the prime rib was to die for.
That's what I heard. I mean, everybody was, yeah, they were happy campers. There wasn't a lot of food coming back on the plates, let me say that.
No, that was
good
stuff.
A pound of prime rib, and it was pretty well gone.
And, I went up, and I got the end cut, which is like, for me, I mean, I like mine a little less the rare than a lot of people do. And man, it was just perfect. So, then everything's vegetables anyway.
Yeah. So we want to thank everybody that came out, you know, and helped support, whether you were helping
Patrick Jones.
Yeah. Everybody. We couldn't do it without you. And it, you know, again, the proceeds are going to Camp for Life on that one. And you know, if you couldn't attend and you want to still help us out, you know, we'll take donations or whatever you can help us with. So there you go.
Just send some more money. Everybody be happy.
Yeah. So, it turned out great.
Yeah, pays that man his money.
Anyway, boy, I'll tell you what, big news week as usual. I mean, the lies just keep coming, you know. I mean, gosh, where do you even start? I mean, the mainstream media is like so screwed up that I mean, I'm thinking Rubber Room is starting to look into the, you know.
They're on fire, and their response is to just dump more gasoline on themselves.
It's unbelievable. And if they think that the American people as a whole is buying their garbage,
no,
I think they're stupid on top of it.
I think the people that are still in the narrative is very minimal and lacking in intelligence or dignity or both.
Something. I mean, there's a couple of chromosomes missing somewhere because – it's not good.
I'm to the point. I'm sick and tired of listening to all of it. Wake me up when the prosecutions begin, and when is that going to be?
Well, Anthony Weiner pled guilty this week. There's one down.
Yeah, there's one.
We haven't got his sentencing in yet, but you know, up to 10 years on that one for underage sexting. Minor.
But is he actually going to go to real physical prison?
We'll wait and see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Is there mandatory minimums or I don't know?
I don't know.
I'll have to check in on that one. Stay tuned. You know, Weiner goes to prison. I mean, that could be.
I don't think they'll put him in general population if he does go. I'm just saying, I don't think they'll let him do that.
I mean, think about that. There's some good headlines there. Yeah. Weiner goes to the hole.
No.
Weiner and separate.
No.
A boy. Anthony's in trouble.
Yeah, Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger, that's right. You know, it's dark as a dungeon, it's damp as the dew.
Yeah.
The dangers are double, the pleasures are few.
Yeah, he's going to get showered.
Where the rain never falls and the sun never shines.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Alrighty then.
This was locker room talk.
Yeah, I mean, let's see.
Anthony Weiner's going to get introduced to locker room
talk. To the locker room, huh?
Are you the daddy? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey, Carlos Danger, I'm the shower shark. Nice to meet you.
You know, I mean, think about this for a second. This is almost as bad as a cop going to jail for pedophilia or something.
Oh, yeah.
You got a political hack going to jail for sexting minors.
Yeah, he's going to be popular around the campfire.
I'm pretty sure it's, you know.
Just how many candy bars and cigarettes is a guy like that worth?
I guess that we better get to our
caller. That was prison talk, by the way. Not that I know what that is, but
give me half a pack of ramen.
I looked it up in Wikipedia, and they told me.
Yeah, that's it.
And do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Roberta. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What can I do for you?
Well, how did you like all of the wonderful publicity that the Record Searchlight gave our rodeo week?
Yeah, there was, I don't know.
I didn't check it out.
That's right. You didn't see it.
Mm.
I am just appalled. And the other thing is that the rodeo breakfast, it was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of our neighbors turned out, and we all had such a good time. And then what happened Saturday morning? Hardly anybody at the parade.
I guess.
So here is another civic presentation. Our bands are marching. The Marine Color Guard came all the way up from Barstow. The floats people put together. I mean, it is a wonderful parade. And I talked to so many people since then. They didn't know about the parade, and they didn't know that we even had a rodeo in Reading.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, boy, I tell you, our community has gone to pot.
Every time I hear the record, you know, anything about the record Fleshlights, I feel like Gollum. You know, I
just kind of go in my head, oh, yeah, we did used to have a newspaper here.
Well, they didn't even publish the clues for the loot and the strangers, like on the front page, a little tiny little box with it.
Well, they got
it.
They got the. I'll say this: at least Channel 7 did some. I saw a couple of things on there. So, but
it was always a highlight of Rodeo Week to see all the neat things going on in Reading.
Well, those rodeo guys, they're bad people. You know that because they believe in America. And they believe in, you know, self-reliance and, you know, actually producing something of value and hard work and you know, all those things that are, you know, they eat animals, you know, that kind of, I mean, gosh, who would ever.
Just the tasty ones.
there are ones that aren't tasty.
Yeah, there's some that just don't taste good at all.
I think with a little teriyaki, you can, you know.
Well, yeah,
I guess it depends on how hungry you are.
It's just a good example of what's happened to patriotism, too.
Yep, I agree.
And, somehow we got to get our Shasta Lantern really going public more.
Yeah, our biggest challenge right now is time. Time and money. You know, we spend... There's only a couple of us working hard at this, and I'll tell you what, it's rough. You know, I mean, you know, if things turn around, we might go full time into the journalism business. But right now, we're doing it's our best to keep up with everything and get all the news out there that they won't touch. So,
well, I appreciate it so much, and that website again is.
ShastaLantern.com,
right?
ShastaLantern.net.
Yep.
Oh, .net. Okay.
Yep. And if
Perfect.
Anybody wants to get an idea of what's going on, hop on there, browse around, look around. You will find stories you don't pick up other places.
Yep.
Okay. Very good, guys. Keep it going. You're doing great.
Thanks, Roberta.
All right. Thanks, Roberta. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
And I guess we do have another caller on the line.
And very quickly, as far as the Shasta Lantern goes, yes, we are. We do take donations. And if we've got somebody that wants to investigate and write and put articles out for the Lantern.
We're looking for contributors. All the above.
All the above.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll even get you a little press pass.
Yeah. I need to get mine renewed.
Yeah. Okay, we'll print a new one.
Yeah.
And with that, we've got Dick Wilkinson, I believe, on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning. You know, Fran and I were at the banquet last night. You know, I've lived in Reading over 27 years, and I've been to many, many banquets, fundraisers, and this is by far the best food I've ever had at any fundraiser.
I agree.
Well, thank you.
I agree.
We appreciate
that. It must have been really good.
It was great, you know. And I really appreciate all the work you guys did to put that together. And,
well, thank
and Mark,
you.
Thanks for the honey. Okay, that's it.
Bye. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very good.
And I'm glad you could attend.
They even had the regular good horseradish stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they had the creamy, you know, but I like the raw, you know, stuff that makes your nose hairs light up.
The paint thinner. I like the gel.
Yeah, I like that. And my sinuses get clear. You know, it's like eating a ball of wasabi at a Japanese restaurant. You know, I love it.
It cleanses the palate.
That's right. It cleanses the palate. Round eyes.
Yeah, by burning your taste buds off.
All right. Let's see. Let's get started here. Maybe we should go to a break real quick, Bob. Come back, and then we'll start, hammering on the news that nobody wants to talk about.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Slap her on the back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information. One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, my name is Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I would like to personally invite you to our State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Doors open at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going. Tickets are $35 per person. Proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The Reading Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 24th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. For more information, call 242-4516.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways. Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, from being alone to ignoring.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. You can call in at 530-605-4567, or you can go into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I believe the chat room is actually working today.
Well, it was earlier.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
Just don't
the only problem is nobody uses it anymore because they hate it.
Yeah,
because it doesn't work most of the time, so they just get
kind of rough.
Yeah.
I got this quote. This is from Raleigh Sally, who, by the way, was stellar on the music. I haven't heard a couple of those songs, or that one from the Animals. Obviously, I've heard "We Got to Get Out of This Place," but good stuff. And I know Bob; he's like the king of the music. But you know, man, I tell you what, I like those selections. There's one gal that I don't know who it was. It sounded like a country singer.
Trish.
Was that
Trisha Yearwood?
Was that Trisha Yearwood?
You don't have to move that mountain.
That was it. I really like that song. Anyway, the quote here is from Raleigh Sally, not to go on. and tried to butter her up and, load her up with too much praise. Excuse me. Men fight for liberty and win it with hard knocks. Their children brought up easy, let it slip away again, poor fools, and their grandchildren are once again slaves. That's from D.H. Lawrence. And, you know, he's the guy, Lawrence of Arabia, you know. So it's really true, though, and you don't realize how tenuous liberty is. You don't realize how fragile liberty is until...
Hell, most people nowadays don't even realize...
They don't even know what liberty is.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's see. I'm working all the time. I'm paying all my money in mortgage interest to banks who print money out of thin air, basically, and create debt. And then we have a whole monetary system that creates debt by printing, you know, by conjuring money into air, as debt. And that's how they print it.
Let's be honest. We have lost liberty in this country.
Right.
And they allow us to pretend that we have liberty because they let us bitch about it at certain times in certain places of their choosing.
Well, I got liberty because I can sit at home and watch a ball game with my six-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't own the home or the property or my car. Yeah.
Anything. I owe money to the government.
I owe money to everyone.
Yeah. Mm. I've already
sold my children debt slavery. I'm working on my grandkids. But debt I'm free slavery. To say something about it.
Debt slavery.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's right. I'm a slave. Yay.
Yeah. I got mail.
That's right. Yay. We need to, educate ourselves as to what liberty is, because our kids are being brought up in the school system to think that liberty means that, you can walk to the pool.
Do they even have it in school? Anything about liberty?
Yeah, so not
probably
much.
Out of the dictionary.
We used to have civics classes and all kinds of things where they actually taught you about the Constitution, and and plus we have the media that is, I mean, they've gone off the deep end. It's like it reminds me of that.
How has it not reached the point of prosecutability?
I don't know.
Okay, it's not freedom of the press when you're intentionally lying, when you're intentionally misleading the American people. It's slander. It's treason. It's sedition. It's at a massively corporate funded scale.
And then when they say there's an agenda, what is the agenda?
Is it a
communist agenda? Is it Agenda 21? Is it an Islamic agenda? Is it just I want to be in charge of the world agenda? George Soros and the Rothschild banking cartel.
Oh, that's easy.
I mean, what is the agenda?
All
of the above.
All of the above. See, because that's how the left wing works, is you have all of these separate disparities and ideologies that really don't get along with each other. But they'll happily work together to get rid of the true conservatives, the true blockade in the way to their leftist utopian ideas. And they'll get along with each other until they get rid of us, and then they'll go at each other.
It's unbelievable. So with that, we've got a couple of headlines. I mean, evidently we're all freeloaders here in California that actually work for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jerry Brown, I mean, good grief. I mean, so let's see. If you work, you pay taxes, you're a freeloader if you don't want to get charged more taxes. But if you're an illegal alien who doesn't pay taxes, who is on welfare, who gets food stamps, who receives free education, who gets all kinds of perks from the system,
mm-hmm.
You're not a freeloader. You're just misunderstood and what do they call them? An undocumented person.
They're a victim of racism and bigotry.
You're a victim. Oh my gosh.
You're a thief and a parasite.
What about the victims of the people of California who actually live, vote, work and contribute to the system here? Oh, but they contribute to the system? Yeah, kind of. In some ways. Let's see. I have a little schematic on that I should probably talk about, because it kind of really, I posted this on Sovereign Minds Facebook. It kind of talks a little bit about this, the problem with illegal immigration. Okay. You know, let's see. We got meet John and John Legal and Juan Illegal. Okay. Both have a wife and two children and live in Arizona. John works in construction, has a social security number, makes $25 per hour with taxes deducted. Juan, illegal, also works in construction, but has no social security number and gets paid $15 in cash under the table. John Legal earns $25 an hour times 40 is $1,000 per week or $52,000 a year. Now take 30% away from that for state and federal taxes. John now has $36,400. Juan, however, earns $15 an hour at $40 a week at $600, or 40 hours equals $600 a week or $31,200 per year, and Juan pays no taxes. He still has $31,200, okay? But it seems that, you know, John Legal has to pay medical and dental insurance and limited coverage for his family, $600 a month, plus food, you know. So by the time he gets through paying all this stuff, he now has $8,800. One, however, you know, because he's working under the table and has no documented income, receives $500 a month federal rent subsidies, $500 a month, in food stamps or whatever. You know, so anyway, by the time he gets through running all his documented costs up for food stamps, WIC, welfare, and all this stuff, he still has $31,200.
If not more.
Yeah. Now, John has to make his $8,800 stretch to pay utilities, gasoline, toys, clothes, malfunctioning car, appliances, etc. for the entire year. So now John Legal gets to work overtime on Saturdays or a part-time job after work. Juan, however, has to make his $31,200 stretch to pay utilities, gasoline, etc. and what he sends out of the country every month. Juan now has nights and weekends off to enjoy his family. John Legal and Juan Illegal both enjoy the same police, firefighter, road maintenance, water, land management, and other tax-funded services, but John paid for them and Juan didn't. But wait, what about the children? You know, free lunches at school, and I mean, this goes on. I think you get the point.
Yeah.
So
racist.
Yeah, I know. I'm a racist. Yeah. Thanks, Bob, for that. Yeah. You know, that was I feel so much better now. I almost feel ashamed. Not
even close.
Really? It's like, you know, we're coming in here and like, hey guy, I'm ready to eat this. I want to eat some lightning and crap some thunder. You know?
Well, when is enough enough for everybody? That's probably the most frustrating part for me of what we do is not the people out there that are still ignorant. It's the people that are woke. It's the people that are aware of what's going on, and they continue to sit on their couch and do nothing.
The only thing is they're sitting in the corner is going like, cut me, Mick.
What does it take?
Got to get up off the chair and keep kicking some butt.
I mean, for an example, look at all the things that we've lost. The attack on the First Amendment, the attack on by our media, the attack on our gun rights, the destruction of our elective system, all of the corruption that we know exists and is piled up, and yet Americans sit quietly. Meanwhile, our forefathers, it's basically the equivalent of somebody put a 3-cent tax on Starbucks and they threw the company into harbor and said, we're going to the mattresses, boys.
In the meantime, Luno de Diego, whatever you call his dumb.
Call de Rayo de Luna.
There you have it. he's up there calling us freeloaders.
Yeah.
Wow. If that doesn't sort of, you know, send a little bit of something into your spine.
I'm just saying, if we, the American people, had the chutzpah of our ancestors, we'd be fighting already.
I agree. Anyway.
With that, we do have Peter on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Listen, good to hear you again. Listen, some lady was talking about the record searchlight this morning and the lack of coverage and everything else. You guys know, or anyway, I've been involved in a 11-year water fight with the county and the Director of Public Works here at CSA 6 Jones Valley here. And, you know, we're beating him at every turn despite the fact that the county and him tried to prevent us from getting water out here. But what I'm amazed about, on Tuesday, there was a Board of Supervisors meeting, which is probably the most contentious Board of Supervisors meeting I've ever been to. It got no coverage. It should have got coverage, because 439 people out here said no to a rate increase. Now, the Director of Public Works at in charge of our water system cleaned our account out before he went for a raise with some very suspect charges. They charge us every time they want, they get an email from us. It goes to one guy that's just got an engineering degree, and they charge us, he's on $141 an hour, and they charge us 14 point something or other, one-tenth of an hour to read our email, up to two-tenths, and then he never replies. That's sort of the, yeah, that's neither here nor there, but it's just to show their attitude. Anyway, at the Board of Supervisors
Peter,
you know, when myself and another guy get up and talk, one of the supervisors turns around in his chair and puts his back to us, arrogant SOB. Anyway, so, we turned around and organized ourselves against this rate increase under Prop 218. I don't know how many people out there are familiar with it. But anyway, there's 480 hookups out here, and we got 439 people who say no to a rate increase, and it's never been done before to this scale in the county, and they don't know what to do. The Director of Public Works was ugly with rage. I went up to him and said, "Hey, mate, can I sit down and have a talk to you?" He told me to basically piss off, and then another guy did the same thing. Anyway, after they counted the votes, you know, there's only five of us in the room and all the Board of Supervisors. And it was quite ugly. Our new supervisor, this Mary Ricketts lady, flat out lied, you know, to us. And then I was accused of lying and about figures, because I'm into the figures. Anyway,
Sounds like the gloves are starting to come off a little bit, Pete.
You know, they would turn around and threaten to throw us all out and all this crap. So after the meeting, I went up to one of the supervisors, and him and I ripped into him over this particular issue and calling me a liar in public. And we threw some insults at each other, and I'm pretty good at that. Anyway, when I went home there, I walked in, the phone was going, and he did have the balls to call me up and apologize and tell me that he'd done some homework and that I was correct. But the whole issue is that the Board of Supervisors, you know, they call up the paper and say, don't put this in, because if there's eight other districts out there, or seven or eight, and if they knew what we'd done and people started jacking up against the bloody government saying, hey, under Prop 218, you know, they got no money. And right now they don't know which way to go. They're turning around and threatening us to shut our water off and everything else, and people are calling up people here but in the know what's going to happen. But it was a very, very contentious meeting, and it didn't even get in the paper.
Well, they're not a news agency. They are a political wing of of the leftist progressive movement. I mean, that's the real deal. And then when I see the sheriff out there, you know, with Silas Lyons shoveling pancakes and stuff, like everything's all copacetic, it just pisses me off to no end, because I wouldn't even stand next to that piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Because they won't print anything of value if it's not for their agenda.
Yeah. Listen, but speaking about the Rodeo, we went on there Wednesday night, and I tell you what, I can't believe I've been so fighting people so much and so pissed off. I was surprised what a good time felt like. You know, watching these young kids on the sheep. There was one little five-year-old kid, he wouldn't let go, and the sheep was taking him all around the pavilion, and the clowns and everything was chasing him, and then afterwards, you know, they had to pull him off. It was a really good night. I actually enjoyed myself, you know, so long since I realized it.
Well, that's I guess the mutton busting keeps on keeping on, I guess.
Well, I want to get back to something that you were saying earlier, Peter. You're telling me that the water department is charging you a fee for you to
email?
To email your government.
Yes.
That is illegal as hell, Peter.
Actually, you know, it's all out there in the open. I got it here in black and white. The guy's name is Eric Wiedemeyer. He's an a-hole. And anyway, and he charges us. Now, I'm going to give the guy a break. This comes down from Minturn, the Director of Public Works. And he turned around, and here's an interesting thing. You know, we had some money in the account. Minturn hasn't changed the filters. We're out of compliance with water here. It may have been fixed by now. No one can know because they won't answer our emails or get back in touch with us. But our filters haven't been changed for 19 years, and the recommended is 5 to 8. And when Minturn was asked about it in the paper on Monday or something the other, he said, oh, well, I was just trying to change money. I said to the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday, hey, you know, let's save money. Let's not change the filters in this building here and all the government all the government offices in all the AC units for 19 years. See how you like that? And anyway, he turned around. So the filter media was going to cost about $25,000. And anyway, we were charged $11,000 for 3 quotes. Now, I'm doing a bit of homework on that, and from my knowledge, you cannot charge in California, in the commercial world or in the private sector, you cannot charge people for quotes.
No, you
I'm
can't.
I'm doing a bit of homework on that, and then we had to pay Pace Engineering $12,000 to tell us we needed media, and then we had to pay somebody else $2,000 or $3,000. So we had to spend about $26,000 to tell us we need to replace $25,000 worth of media. And of course, the kitty's dry, and they want a rate increase, which is a 76% rate increase over 3 years on the base rate. And we all jacked up and said no.
Wow. I would kind of like to get my teeth into the fact that the local government is charging you a fee to exercise your First Amendment right to redress grievances to your government.
Hey, listen, mate, I've got it in black and white if you want to see it.
I want all over that.
Why wouldn't we turn that into the attorney?
Right to the attorney general.
Well, listen, here's another little interesting thing. You know, the thing that I was called a liar about was we had a charge of about $4,000 out of our account. You know, like they've cut our meetings down to every 3 months, and you can't get meetings done every 3 months. They used to be monthly, and for obvious reasons, they've cut us down for every 3 months. And anyway, so we get time card audits and so forth. Anyway, and as I say, I'm the figures guy. Anyway, there's this charge there, and they didn't try to hide it. Somebody's taken the Director of Public Works to the grand jury over our water system. Now, nobody on our CAB meeting is involved in this. Okay, we don't know who it is. It could be someone from Keswick Water District or Sugarloaf. Sugarloaf, by the way, has E. coli in their water, and it's costing us $25,000 to give them fresh water. I don't know how long that's for. That'll last for. Anyway, so they turned around and took $4,000 out of our account to cover Minton's time that he spent on giving the paperwork to the grand jury.
Wow.
And we're not even, no one knows who it is. It's not our cab that's taken Minturn to the grand jury. And, I mean, you know, we don't even know, you know, how genuine it is.
The fix is definitely in, Peter, because, I mean, they don't want anybody on the grand jury that, you know, has any political...
All of what he's describing is illegal.
Absolutely. There's no question.
It's insanely illegal.
Well, then who are you going to take it to? The local district attorney?
You start there, and if it doesn't work, you take it to the state attorney general, and if it doesn't work there, you take it to the federal prosecutor.
I think you might have to go to all the way to Sessions at some point, because these guys are so corrupt here. I mean, who does that crap and gets away with it? Well, you know, where there's no accountability. There's nobody stepping up to the plate. Why isn't the district attorney all over that crap? If it's totally illegal, why isn't somebody being charged?
Listen, mate, look, for 11 years, this has had a big impact on my life, you know, financially and health-wise. I mean, And another guy that's a good guy by the name of Steve Boyd. And, you know, and Brenda Haynes was a great help to us. This water project, this $10 million water project wouldn't have happened without us. And here's another, you'll love this one. Here's another interesting thing. And this was brought up by the grand jury in early this year. With our water project, we got $6.25 million grant money. We got it ourselves, the people out here. We went down to Sacramento and educated ourselves. And we got $6.25 million grant money for a $10 million job. And we got the rest interest free. I mean, you couldn't get a better deal anywhere in the United States. So anyway, Minturn, after he did everything he could to try and stop us from getting this water, turned around and charged us $400,000 out of our loan money, out of our grant money, for administration costs.
Wow.
And that was brought up. I brought that up. That was brought up in the grand jury, and I brought it up earlier in the year. Where did that money go? And they just totally ignore us, treat us like crap, and we have never said anything up there before the board that we cannot back up in black and white and video.
Peter, if you can, please come by our office and bring it.
Yeah.
Oh shit, mate! I could bring boxes. And you got enough fights going on yourself.
Well, when it comes to something as egregious as this, I think I can find some time to poke the beehive for you.
Well, listen, mate. I love listening to your show of Monday
the
morning. Actually, one of the guys that got into me. I started it, of course, because I was accused in public of being a liar, and I went up to this guy and ripped into him, and anyway, I made a pretty, aggressive comment. Anyway, he came back and said, I'm ashamed that they allow people like you into the country.
Listen, Peter, we got to move on, but thanks for the call.
Thank
we do appreciate it. Absolutely. Yeah.
The information is great.
Wow. Yeah. Let's go to a quick break, Bob, and then we'll come back and we got some more. I want to talk about Jerry Brown a little more and get into that a little more before we move on to Seth Rich.
All right. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. See all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your Major League best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, June 1st, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the Major League Party Pit.
Your enjoyment.
Featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. No one else in town offers this. For the Major League Party Pit details, log on to windriver.com. We'll see you there. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
There, I like that.
Supergroup Blind Faith.
Blind Faith. I think Eric Clapton's in there too somewhere.
Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood, yeah, that's a pretty good combination. Anyway, we're back, and let's play that little clip we had pulled up there, Bob, about California and taxes and Governor Jerry Brown raising our taxes again because we are freeloaders. So go ahead and hit it, Bob.
Okay, this is called the worst state to live in for taxes.
California is a killer when it comes to taxes. After analyzing the tax policies of all 50 states and the District of Columbia, we rank the Golden State the absolute worst in terms of the overall tax bite that it takes out of its residents. Where to begin? How about with the state income tax? California's rates are the highest in the nation. Making matters worse, capital gains are taxed as regular income. California also has the highest statewide sales tax at 7.5%. Throw in local taxes and the combined rate can run as high as 10%. Gas taxes and fees are high too. On a somewhat positive note, Californians pay lower property taxes than residents of other high tax states. But in a state with some of the highest real estate prices in the U.S., they're no bargain. For Kiplinger's Personal Finance, I'm David Mulbaum.
Yeah, so let's raise it some more. We're the highest tax state in the union right now. Mm-hmm. But it's not enough, you freeloaders. You need to get up in the morning and make sure that you buckle on your spandex and your manacles and head for work.
Yeah, actually the new one apparently among millennial men are rompers. That's the new fashion.
Rompers.
So yeah, basically they're like man.
What the hell's a romper?
It's like I don't want to know.
A man PJ.
I don't want to know.
It's a one piece button up short and shirt combination.
A onesie.
Oh yeah,
it's basically
an adult onesie.
Yeah, it's an adult onesie with shorts instead of footies.
God, I just got like a chill. I mean, yeah. Like a creepy chill.
Yeah, it's kind of spooky.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what we've become. I don't even know. I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, you freaking buttercups out there. You need to grow up.
Yeah.
Put on your man pants.
Gird your loins.
Yeah, gird your loins. Cause put your man pants on.
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that real?
Yeah, I'm not kidding you.
How do you like me now?
I am 100%. That is the new fashion trend among these metrosexual manscaped millennial men. Is your one-piece onesie PJs.
So evidently, there's a recall in the air. And let me get Jerry Brown. We're going to listen
on the rompers?
Yeah, there's a
recall. Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, just asking.
You know, maybe, I mean, I'd love to see Jerry Brown do a speech in him.
In a romper?
In a romper.
Oh, man.
I mean.
Eck.
Yeah, there you go.
We could get him some Scooby-Doo romper.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. And I would have gotten away with it too. What do you say to these people?
Ruh-roh. I don't know, man. I don't know. On top of this, millions of Californians are being outraged by a recent tax bill that increases the gas tax by 12 cents per gallon, increases the vehicle fees by $50 a year. All told, that amounts to a $52 billion. That's with a B. Tax hike. So I think recall should be the word of the day.
And he's not done.
He's not even
close done. Don't forget that they're winding up the pilot program for the per mile tax.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody seems to just have forgotten about that.
That's all right. Just become poor and live off the government until it implodes. And then hopefully you can figure out a way to feed yourself. Isn't that the agenda?
Yeah. They'll take care of us, though,
don't
right?
Worry.
Yeah.
I know. You just put on your romper and head down to the Mission District.
How do you like me now?
Just saying. We'll find a job.
Yeah, find a job in your romper around Polk Street and Broadway somewhere, you know.
How about porking the Fillmore?
Oh, boy.
I don't want a Walnutto.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Dirty old rompers need love, too.
Boy.
Here comes the judge. Oh, boy. Anyway, this is what Brown said. He said that the freeloaders, I've had enough of them. Maybe you should play that little clip about us freeloaders. Oh, no. How about how he needs to make sure that all of the illegal aliens are okay?
Okay, we don't quite have enough time before the top of the hour.
Oh, well, maybe we'll play it after the top of the hour. We still got a lot of stuff to cover, so we gotta, we're kind of hung up on this, and we got a guest coming in?
Yeah, we do. At, should be here at 11.
Okay, so, we got to do the Seth Rich stuff, so I'm not sure what that's about. Anyway, we're almost to the top of the hour where we will have a hard break. And
yep, we're almost there.
There's a caller on the line. Things are hopping in Sovereign Mind Radio today, and because we're the news that actually tells you what the news is, as opposed to, oh, gee, Brent, would you like to take a ride through the trails on the Sacramento River?
We can do it in our rompers together.
I was thinking that, but it's like, oh, what a terrible picture.
Play Splendor in the Grass or, I don't know, something.
Let's put on our rompers and go up the trail and play a nice game of hide and seek.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
I guess we're at the top of the hour, so romper room is officially closed.
Romper, bumper, stomper, boo. Yeah. Tell me, tell me, tell me do.
Watched it a few times, have we?
Just saying. I got a good memory. What can I say?
If you want to stay tuned for a second hour of Sovereign Minds, we'll be back.
On KCNR, Shasta Redding.
President Trump addressed the Muslim world in the spiritual heart of the region this morning, Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump extended a hand of friendship, but also demanded that Arab countries crack down on terrorism.
The deadliest toll has been exacted on the innocent people of Arab, Muslim, and Middle Eastern nations. They have borne the brunt of the killings and the worst of the destruction in this wave of fanatical violence.
The president's first trip abroad continues tomorrow when he stops in Israel. The U.S. and South Korean officials say, yes, indeed, that was another test firing of a medium-range missile by North Korea this morning, just the latest in a series of tests by a country speeding up its missile development and that of nuclear weapons. White House officials traveling in Saudi Arabia with the president say the system has a shorter range than missiles recently tested. TransCanada is reassessing whether oil producers in North Dakota and Montana are still interested in shipping crude through its long-delayed Keystone XL pipeline.
The Calgary-based company's announcement comes with the Keystone XL still requiring approval of its proposed route through Nebraska and with the Dakota Access, which was designed to transport about half of North Dakota's oil production, expected to be fully operational by June. TransCanada announced in 2011 that it had secured five-year contracts to move crude from the oil fields of North Dakota and Montana via a proposed five-mile-long access pipeline. The $140 million project would meet with the Keystone XL in Baker, Montana. Jeremy House reporting.
The president's 2018 spending blueprint will be revealed Tuesday. It is likely to include a variety of cuts in programs such as Medicaid, food stamps, and federal employee pensions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-725-1616 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-725-1616. That's 800-725-1616. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Syrian opposition activists say a suicide attack in rebel-controlled Idlib province killed at least five members of a powerful ultra-conservative insurgent group today. It's not clear who was behind the attack. Northern Idlib is an opposition stronghold, but an al-Qaeda-linked group has the most sway there, and it is at odds with Ahrar al-Sham, the powerful ultra-conservative group targeted today. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least five Ahrar al-Sham members were killed in the village of Taltuka today, and the death toll could go higher. Iran has sanctioned nine more U.S.-linked businesses, organizations, and people over America's sanctions over its ballistic missile program. Iran's foreign ministry published a new sanctions list yesterday, including 9 targets, amongst them several Virginia companies, including Booz Allen Hamilton, the shipbuilder Huntington Ingalls Industries, and Kingfisher Systems. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A New York enclave with a history of Nazi affiliation in the 1930s has agreed to change its policies that limit homeownership to people of German descent.
The German-American Settlement League has settled a discrimination case brought by New York State. The enclave in Yaphank on eastern Long Island has agreed to replace its leadership and comply with all state and federal housing laws. News accounts recall a groundswell of Nazism in the enclave in the years before the start of World War II. Streets were named after Adolf Hitler and other Nazis. Those names have been gone from the streets of Yaphank for decades. Bob Agnew reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 21st, a birthday for some notable people, including rhythm and blues singer Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers. He is 76 years old. Rock musician Hilton Valentine of the Animals turned 74 today. Actress Carol Potter is 69. Senator Al Franken, the Democrat of Minnesota, 66. And Mr. T turned 65 today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
For anybody who wants to go to Sovereign Mind Radio, Facebook, Sovereign Minds, go check out the new pants suits that were posted by Robert.
Yeah, the new fashion trend in men's. That's a good song to go with the new One Piece romper.
Yeah, the romper. Yeah. Wow. It's
like, let me go get my romper and my fuzzy navel and we'll be ready.
I have only one question. Did I fire 5 shots or 6?
God, I hope he's got one left.
That's to commit suicide, just in case I can't get rid of these guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
They're basically running around in their pajamas. Little boy pajamas.
I especially like the one that's posing, you know.
Yeah.
Looks like he's ready to fire his Mac, put my backhand down. But more like, stop it, you big silly, or I'm going to put my Mac hand down.
Yeah. I like the guy second from the left. What is that? The oops, I dropped the soap? I mean, what is that? I mean, it's horrible. How do you. How
the whole thing is horrible.
How do they call themselves men?
Boy, I'll tell you what, tough one to touch. I think we have a caller on the phone.
I do believe. Don from Seattle, I believe.
Yeah, 206 and sovereign the minds. Well, that's what it's got to be about. And I don't know how to call you in. So, you know, like betting the show, I just need to listen in. We come on Sunday, do you?
Yeah, yep, we do. Sunday, 9 to noon.
Okay, I need to give me a phone number and I put down Sunday. I'm writing it down now.
Well, I don't have a phone number we can give you.
Except a studio number that you called in on.
530-605-4567. That's
okay,
all we got.
Okay, let me write that down.
Okay. we got to go, Don. Thanks a lot for calling in. Very good.
That was a little confusing.
I'm not sure.
Not as confusing as the male romper.
Can we leave the rompers alone? I mean,
No, they cannot be left alone. These people are crying for help.
I just want to see a big purple dinosaur come in and say,
I love you.
You love me. We are nothing but a family. No, it's like, who did the old romper
you
mobber?
Obviously voted for Hillary. Oh. Yes.
Wow.
I can't believe that that's a fashion.
It is a blatant attack on manhood.
Yeah.
Bad.
I love the poses. The poses are unbelievable. It's like, wow.
Yep. Good stuff.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, good stuff if you're in a Broadway bar somewhere in San Francisco and your name is Brucey. Okay, moving right along.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and play that Jerry Brown thing, Bob. And we just want to hear from Jerry, the loser that is currently occupying the Capitol down in Sacramento, because he's not only is he freaking crazy, but listen to this little clip and it tells you what he thinks about all the illegal aliens. I don't recall hearing anything about the citizens of California who are actually here legally. Go ahead, Bob.
The recent election and inauguration of the new president has shown deep divisions across America. While no one knows what the new leaders will actually do, there are signs that are disturbing. We must prepare for very uncertain times and reaffirm the basic principles that have made California the great exception.
And what would those be, Jerry?
The great exception
first,
to what?
In California, immigrants are an integral part of who we are and what we become.
Sanity?
California has enacted several protective measures for the undocumented. The Trust Act, the driver's licenses, basic employment rights, and non-discriminatory access
shut up,
to higher
shut
education.
Shut up. Shut up. Stop it, Bob.
We will defend everybody.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Okay. Let me think here for a second. What's the narrative right now? Russia influenced our elections. But I got a better idea. Let's give a bunch of illegal aliens driver's license so they can vote. That's not like anything wrong, is it? So let's see. If you're Russian trying to influence the elections... somehow, you're screwed up, even though it probably didn't happen. But
it didn't.
If you're the governor of the state of California, who thinks that everybody who is actually a citizen here is a freaking freeloader.
Yeah. And happily wanders around enslaving undocumented citizens in the name of humanity.
Because he's an irresponsible dolt who has some kind of agenda.
Yeah, I think... Jerry has always been a bit of a nutwack, but now you take in the nut wackiness and add like a couple good pinches of Alzheimer's and delusion.
So you got bat crap crazy.
Oh yeah. Moon bat.
Moon bat.
I'm Moon Batman.
That's right. You're going to be flying, you're going to see the spotlight on the clouds, over Sacramento here pretty soon.
Yeah, he's basically a Batman villain.
I wonder who the Boy Wonder is.
Oh, God. I'm not going there. There's a couple jokes popped up. We were right back to the romper.
Exactly. It's like, nope. We don't want to go back to the rompers. Okay, guys? That's just sick and wrong. I don't care who you are.
Holy Agenda 21, Batman. Boy, I'll tell you what. This is creepy. It's freaking creepy. These guys are creepy. Now, the story I've been reading comes from Zero Hedge. You can go to ZeroHedge.com. Cali Governor Jerry Brown slams freeloading taxpayers for opposing higher taxes. You bunch of freeloading jerks. You know, I mean, good grief. You don't – we just found out we're the highest tax state in the union. And let's pile it on.
And they didn't even mention the full spectrum of crap that we face in fees.
Not to mention those oddly dressed people that
yeah. New romper with new catcher access butt flap.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah. All right, let's move on. We got to cover this Seth Rich thing.
The brown door?
Wow.
Door number two.
Anyways.
I want the box. I want the box. No. What's behind the curtain? Yeah. Don't show me.
What is behind that flap, Monty? Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, enough of the rompers.
Okay, I can't take it anymore, Captain. She's about to blow.
Yeah.
So did you want to hear the rest of the governor or not?
I can't. No, let's not do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. He makes me want to stab myself in the eye with a pencil.
And now we're going to move straight into something that's going to piss us off.
If you are a red-blooded War? American and believe in honesty, truth, justice, and the American way, that's not like rule of law and the founding principles of freedom, liberty, and the Constitution and things like that. Where you actually don't have a government that's out of control and trying to completely take over with an agenda.
Yeah, and another American hero and patriot murdered in cold blood.
Yeah, it seems like let's put this together. We got Democratic staffer. You can go. I think I've got this posted on Sovereign Minds, and it seems that how did we double post the romp? I got to get rid of at least one of those. Holy crap!
It's spreading.
It's spreading. It's like a virus.
It's like AIDS.
It's like ransomware.
Uh-oh.
Swimware. Eveningware. Yeah. No? Hold on. Let me delete that. I can't take it anymore. There you go. Thank you very much. You're gone. Breaking. Hacker Kim.com has evidence Seth Rich was WikiLeaks source. So it seems, and this comes from the Gateway Pundit, a famous internet entrepreneur recently tweeted out further information on Seth Rich, the DNC staffer who was murdered in July of 2016 in Washington, D.C. Now, for those of you that are not up to speed on this, Seth Rich was a DNC staffer who we believe and all the evidence points to as being the person who was leaking the Podesta emails to WikiLeaks.
He was. Hands down, it's been shown. WikiLeaks has said it. Now Kim.com is saying they helped Seth Rich do it. They have the email links in the FBI investigation that shows the emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks.
There's evidently an investigator showing. I don't have his name here in front of me.
Well, the family has hired a private investigator because now as more evidence has come out, they've come to believe that Seth Rich was murdered for being the WikiLeaks leaker.
Yeah. Analyze this for a second.
The Russians.
Okay, so analyze this for a second. If a DNC staffer who basically, it turns out, sounds like was a Bernie fan, was, disgruntled because, he didn't like the fact that, and all provable stuff, that they were actually rigging the election against Bernie.
In California.
So in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that Bernie couldn't win the DNC nomination. So, all of a sudden, these emails came out. If this guy is the guy that leaked them, and that takes Russia off the table, where does the evidence send you?
Right back to the DNC and the Clintons.
Wow.
Do you think Debbie Dolphin Teeth Schultz.
Oh, man.
She does.
Debbie.
She's got those weird little dolphin teeth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, Flipper.
I know. So
But if you take Russia off the table, where does the evidence go? I mean, it goes right back to the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
And, gee, is that why they're kind of desperate to maybe make this Russian connection? Because this isn't election rigging. This is freaking murder.
Okay. So it started in November, right? This Russian crap. November, December, January, February, March, April. We're almost through May. We're pushing 7 months of this crap. Show me one scrap of evidence. One, anything. Okay. Other than the Mike Flynn phone call, which does not directly involve the president. Okay. Now, in the last 7 months, what evidence do we have of collusion with Hillary Clinton and the Russians?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, Uranium One to start.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bill Clinton accepting grants from Russian businesses and bills and government.
John Podesta's brother, Tony, just happens to be an agent for the Russians,
yeah.
Bringing in money. And in one of the John Podesta leaked emails that just came surfaced recently, is John just happens to say they want to make an example out of the leaker.
Yeah, they did.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Even though we've got wacko John pedophile possibles, all you got to do is Google John Podesta's art collection and
you ought to know something's up.
Look at the images.
Okay, so we have piles of evidence of collusion between the Clintons and the Russians. We have zero evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. We now have proof that the leaker was in fact internal and a patriot doing the right thing. I mean, let's get out there very clearly. Whatever his motive, Seth Rich was doing the right thing and exposing corruption and election fraud, and it cost him his life.
Yeah. Well, in the video, there's a video that aired on Fox News station that featured a former police officer, Rod Wheeler, who was hired to investigate. This is the person who was hired to investigate the death on behalf of the Rich family. He said that the FBI confirmed contact between Rich and WikiLeaks through his laptop computer. Wheeler believes that the FBI and police are engaged in a cover-up.
No. Yeah, but why did Comey get fired?
He didn't like Trump, and Trump said something about,
Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah. Yeah, no. How about that Comey's in the bag, that he's dirty?
No.
That he's colluding with the deep state.
And that goes way far back. I mean, you can go back and do a little homework on Comey.
You can
and
lay a lot of sins at Director Comey's feet.
Nah, it's just all, this is all fake news, right?
Yeah. Okay, so out of all of this, what is the response by our Congress? Well, they appoint a special prosecutor for the Russian thing with Trump. Where's the special prosecutor for Seth Rich? Where's the special prosecutur for the collusion and the illegality?
The other thing, there's no illegal. There's nothing. There's not a crime here. Even so, because if there's a crime, didn't our former president, blockhead Obama, didn't he spend like $250 million to try to change the elections in Israel?
Yeah.
Let's see. So if he tries to change the elections, it's illegal. But if Trump is colluding with Russia, but he's not, and Russia, but there's nothing illegal, what's the crime here?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
But you see who's come.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
You see who's jumping on the narrative. It's not just the Democrats.
Oh,
it
looks like Fox News too.
Yeah, it's the entrenched Republicans and everybody else too.
Yeah.
And you take that to the logical conclusion. Well, why would the Republicans want to cut their own throat? How about because they've all got the dirt on each other, they're all filthy rotten, and that if they start pulling the trigger on each other, it's like nuclear warfare, it's mutual assured destruction. Everybody goes down.
Well, I got an article here, this was on Tucker Carlson, Princeton professor says U.S. Intelligence agencies acting as a fourth branch of government are sabotaging peace. Now, they wouldn't sabotage anybody at all, would they?
Yeah, ask Jack Kennedy.
So, So we go back here and we talk about the staffer, and we know the evidence leads back to the crime family and Clintons. I mean, good grief, they've never done anything wrong, have they? I mean, there's a mountain of evidence to prosecute these guys. There's nothing on Trump, but we're going to go after Trump.
Yep.
Wow. And any moron that buys into this thing of that, you know, you listen to him on the TV. I mean, good grief. They don't have an agenda, do they? I mean, you know, they're not trying to go after Trump for something because he's actually trying to fix the problem.
Yeah. Got it.
Drain the swamp. Fire every damn one of them.
Got it.
Yeah, and that's what needs to happen. I expect he's going to fight back at some point. But
well, here we have the appointment of the special prosecutor. And who do they go after? Special prosecutor? Former head of the FBI under Clinton Mueller. Are you kidding?
Who is Comey's pal, by the way?
Yeah, who is Comey's buddy who just got fired by Trump. Oh, and by the way, now there's an issue with Mueller being a prosecutor. Looks like he's going to need an ethics rule waiver to be able to prosecute the case because he has ethical collusion involved.
Wow.
But instead of going, oh, I'm sorry, you're unfit for the investigation, we'll just get you a waiver.
Yeah, that's it. We'll just waive you.
It's sedition. It's intentional subversion of our government.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's what's going on here is they got to get rid of Trump because if they don't get rid of Trump, Trump's going to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening here. And I think this goes straight to the top, you know, Podesta and the Clintons and all that crap.
Yeah, and don't expect any help from the good old GOP.
Yeah, the good old boys.
Yeah, because they're right up to it in their neck, too.
Yeah, along with the media. Now, there was a new study from Harvard that came out, which, if it comes from Harvard, it's got to be good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, that basically said that the news outlets, you know, the media, is overwhelmingly negative against Trump. Wow.
No.
Yeah. I mean.
That's weird.
Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, based on their study on 7 U.S. outlets and 3 European ones, in America, they analyzed CNN, NBC, CBS, Fox News, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, and the Wall Street Journal. You know, what they came to the conclusion was that the only one that was even close was Fox. And the rest of them were like 97% negative on an average.
this is my thought.
Or 93, I'm sorry.
And what worries me is they... Through their actions, they were looking at irrevocably altering the face of the American political landscape and changing things. But I don't think they get away with changing things the way they think they're going to. I think what they're going to do is by going after Trump the way that they are, they are going to fail in doing that, but they are going to force Trump's hand into doing certain things that I think will probably end up overreaching his power. But because people are so sick and tired of the crap, they will cheer Julius's march across the Rubicon.
I agree,
and that worries me.
In the meantime, you know, we've got the biggest gang sweep in Charlotte in history. You know, 83 Bloods were nabbed, law enforcement officials. So we're seeing the border being shut down. We're seeing positive
pedophiles being arrested.
Yeah, all this stuff is going on. Down. And where's the media at? Oh, it's kind of like the local rag, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Why would anybody even buy that paper anymore? I have no idea.
Look at all the terrific stories out of USA Today.
You can stand next to Silas Lyons and make pancakes and smile. I'm a little torqued about that. I mean, I like Tom, but you know something? You know?
Yeah.
I'm just tired. I'm tired of this. Oh, we're all one big happy family.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. We're not. No. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. And the only way it's going to get better is if we have actually start dealing with reality and truth the way it is. You know, I mean, this whole idea that Silas Lyons is a good guy.
No, he's not.
No, he's not. He's a piece of garbage because he doesn't print anything worth printing if it's not left-wing, leaning, progressive, agenda-driven crap.
The only thing that I will give Silas Lyons is the fact that he is not intelligent enough to be a bad guy. He's just a Muppet.
So, you know, when you get to the firing squad, you can say, I was a sock puppet.
Yeah, the Nuremberg defense.
Yeah.
I'm just dumb.
I just take an order.
Yeah.
It's a job.
Yeah, that's that's pretty much it.
Maybe we should go to a break. I'm getting overwrought.
If you want to call in and there's something you want to talk about.
Do you need
about?
A safe space, a romper, and an appetini?
Oh, jeez. You just couldn't let it go, nope, could you? You just can't let it go.
It offends me. It offends me on a just...
We could play build me up Buttercup there again for you.
No. No. Give me something good and strong and manly.
So if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Give me a song about alcohol tasting like gasoline.
Here we go. Here we go.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up a notch. Speak grunt. No strength. The ladder starts to clatter with fear. Fight down. High fire and a fire. Represented seven games in a government for hire and a combat site. Left to us are coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team my team reporters.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, if you don't like Frampton, man, you just don't like music. Anyway, we're back. Home of the Free Fire Media. Community Radio for the North State. And you're listening to KCNR 1460. And you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. And I do believe...
we have Margie on the phone with us. Good morning.
Hi there.
Good morning, Margie.
Hi. Wanted to remind everybody about the big State of Jefferson rally on Wednesday, May 31st on the west side of the Capitol in Sacramento.
Yep.
We have buses going down. They'll be leaving the parking lot at 3276 Pacelli Lane. That's right across the street from Totally Trucks. The bus will board at 6:30 a.m. It will leave at 6:45. Arrive in Sacramento right about 10 a.m. It'll leave Sacramento to come back at 1:45 p.m. That's when you board. And then it'll leave Sacramento at 2 p.m. And we will get back to Redding about 6:40. It's $40 a seat. We prefer cash, but we'll take a check. There's lots of cargo room on the bus, so bring your lawn chair, your hat, water, lunch, umbrella, whatever you need. It's going to be a hot day, so you want to be comfortable. People can call me to get a seat. It is 945-1313. And I'll be at the Jefferson meeting on Monday if you want to pick up a ticket then.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We appreciate that.
What's that phone number again, Margie?
It is 945-1313.
Very good. Thanks, Margie.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Okay. And I highly suggest everybody go down there because you know something? If you want to start changing things, this is a pretty good start.
That's how it gets done.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it gets done. Get involved. You know, quit standing around or sitting around on your laurels. I don't know if you can stand on your laurels, but most people are sitting on them.
You can try to stand on them.
I guess you could stand on your laurels. I'm not even sure what a laurel is. What's a laurel?
It's a type of a wreath made out of a specific plant that was granted as a to the conquering heroes when they marched back into Rome. You know the little plant you see.
All right, Poindexter, I get it.
All right. Boy,
I knew what it was, but
sure,
maybe not quite with so much detail. I knew it was the Roman wreath, but. I didn't know it was the victory wreath. I guess, you know, that's just...
Yeah, it's
well, where does the term come from, sitting on your laurels? So I guess you were hiding your laurel when you came in?
Well, I think it was kind of an example of, okay, this is all you've done, so now you're just going to sit on it to elevate yourself and not do anything else.
This guy's walking in thesaurus.
I was a fan of the Roman Empire when I was a kid. I read everything there was.
There you go. Perfect.
That's why I see so clearly where America's headed.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be crossing the Rubicon if we're not careful.
Hail Julius.
Yeah, not in a Jeep either. okay, let's get back here to what we were talking about or move on to other subjects. You know, we want to make sure that we do put a plug out there for the state of Jefferson because, you know, lawsuit has been filed and, you know, filed by Citizens for Fair Representation because we want to have fair representation because look what's going on down there in Sacramento. I mean, are you getting a little bit fed up yet? You know, have you drawn a line in the sand yet? Or are you going to just wait till you have to move to another state? Because, and then wait around there and do nothing until you have to move to another state from there. See, we need to stop this stuff. We need to stop it now. We need to put the roadblock up and we need to say, hey, you crossed the line and there's a problem. Because the next stage of this is open revolution, you know, if you're not careful. And it gets violent. Because after a while, if you lose all your rights, you know, wow.
Well, that's, you know, kind of the
you could be like Venezuela.
We're at is this country is being pushed apart and divided to the fight where it, to the point it's coming to a fight. And if you can't,
I
have lost a lot of my faith in our ability to stop it. I had a lot of faith when I saw what was coming that, you know, common sense, intelligence, common decency, and just good old American get together and get it done would prevail. And then I see these clowns running around in their rompers and I just go, oh my God.
Those are our men.
We're done for.
Men that are men, whether in peace or war. No, that's not the same guys.
No.
Give me a man, stout-hearted men. No, I mean, it's like,
Uh-oh. we've got a problem.
Yep, Houston, we have a problem.
You know, this is what's supposed to defend our country, and, you know.
There's a bunch of them out there. I think we need to give them credit because
there are a bunch of them out there.
And we're being a little facetious here, but at the same time, you know, when are you going to start getting involved? I mean, you know, when is it going to be real for you to actually take part in a historic event as such as, you know, what's happening here is to go back and, to take our rights back as to where they were and what should be now. You know, when you look in the past, we were free. We had liberty.
Yeah.
And now...
Not so much.
Not so much.
I remember that flavor.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, people have died and bled for us to maintain our liberty. For us to just sit back and do nothing, well, that doesn't have a chance of working, you know. Or, well, what are they going to get the money from? Or all these other stupid arguments that are out there.
Yeah.
You know, you need to pull your spine, you know, out of your lower drawers and
yeah,
something.
It's the arguments of cowards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Need to wake up at some point.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Or we could be like Venezuela, 40 years of economic decline, a rising tide of government interventions. I think the last week there was like 40 people got killed. And, you know, that's not an isolated situation. It's starting to contagion because the next headline is Brazil crisis. More uncertainty ahead and possible contagion.
Oh, it's going to civil war.
Well,
and I'll tell you, the minute that it gets into civil war and the socialist forces start to hit it, you're going to watch FARC go active in Colombia, and it's going to domino.
Well, and let me read this to you. This is from Robert Kiyosaki. Now, he's the rich dad, poor dad guy. I like a lot of his stuff. And I get an email from him the other day, and it says, "My last warning to you about this. If you have a dime in your savings or checking account, if you own an IRA, 401k, or brokerage account, the time to prepare has arrived. According to longtime CIA financial guru Jim Rickards, a whole new kind of financial crisis is about to strike." And, you know, this comes from the ICE 9 strategy, and you can look that up and figure out what it is. But he's saying they're going to freeze everybody's accounts because we are not just unsustainable. We are we've already gone over the cliff. We just haven't hit bottom yet.
Well, you know, you're seeing lots of media coverage of what's going on in Greece right now. You know that the Greeks took the plan, the IMF plan, and told them to stick it. They're rioting in the streets in Greece right now. You know who's rioting? The police. You see that getting covered on the mainstream media, don't you? Greece is descending into chaos and anarchy.
They didn't get those facts right, did they?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
What facts?
I guess with that, we've got...
What about...
Andrew and Bernie.
The escalation and the cascade in Brazil that at this point is probably irreversible.
I'm telling you, this thing is starting to cascade out of control because we're all attached to the same monetary system, mm-hmm. all attached to the dollar. The king dollar is being printed out of existence, and people in other countries are starting to suffer the benefits or the tragic results of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of time before it's here because this isn't going away. Jerry Brown's down there going, "Well, we better get prepared for hard times." Yeah, Jerry, because you idiot, you've sped us into the friggin'.
Yeah, you've created this mess. Help create us into what this.
Dante's Inferno here.
What was it, 18 months ago we started talking about these are the pieces you will see at the beginning of the financial collapse. You'll see Greece start to go.
Yep.
You'll start to see Italy go.
Yep.
You'll see Brazil go.
Yep.
The capstone that it's coming home to roost is going to be Puerto Rico. Guess what happened?
Yeah, Puerto Rico filed bankruptcy.
It's beginning.
It's just all, we're just Chicken Little. This guy's falling.
Yeah.
But what if this guy is falling? And if we don't do anything at this point, I guess we'll just go into, you know, the seventh circle of hell at some point.
Well, I thought we were already there.
So, do we
pretty much. We do. We have Andrew and Bernie on the line. Good morning, Andrew.
Oh, there's just so much. It's a fire hose we're drinking out of. If I was to work for Soros and protest, would Brown consider me one of those?
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
We could ask him the 31st.
You could go from a bad guy to a good guy.
Right, so I would not be taking unfairly from the wealth that... Now, how in the hell does that go, these people? It is time for insurrection, I'm afraid. We try to do it legally, and there's no rule of law.
I agree with that.
None.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at what's going on up in the Justice Department, up in the highest circles of the government. I mean, they just ignore anybody who's a criminal, and they go after somebody who hasn't even done anything.
Yeah, there's their law.
When is treason, sedition, and law enforcement is supposed to curtail, stop it, and adjudicate it, and it is not flipping happening.
Well, there's an old
saying. I'm going to be in Sacramento with you fellas.
All right,
and good. Lady.
Well, there's an old saying. If treason doth prosper, none dare call it so.
No kidding. And the truth is hurtful. I want Bob to play "I'm a Lumberjack" song from my for the jumper. Because yeah. I don't press wild flowers nor wear women's clothes and hang around in bars.
Yeah, I don't hang around in bars that are titled the Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
Keep
up the fight. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We have another caller, Bob.
We also have Lori online, too.
Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning. I just have to give you an addendum on your trouser pants things. If people look at eBay, You can get men's camouflage jumpsuit
offer. That doesn't make it okay.
For $45.99 versus just regular denim for $9.99. Okay, and they're both made from China.
China?
Yeah.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. I'm just
my
saying.
My new romper maiden for China.
My name's...
You guys started this. So
I didn't. No, no, no.
My name's Van.
Does it mean...
Catch up with
you,
Jefferson. Bye.
Okay.
Is there
thanks
something
a lot,
wrong with me as a person that the fact that I see a man in one of those and I instinctively just want to beat him into a bottle of his own blood and piss? I can't help the overwhelming urge to just smack the crap out of him. Does that mean there's something wrong with me?
You're just so violent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're scaring me. Yeah, man up. Come on, Buttercup. All right. Well.
I'll chase him all the way back to his safe space.
Yeah. You know, the thumbsuckers are going to have a problem here.
Jeez, that was
by.
Close. I won that fight by 6 blocks.
Yeah, I think that's politically incorrect.
I don't care.
Yeah, me neither. I just thought I'd mention it.
And camo. Like, that makes it better.
Let's ride our bikes through the forest.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that makes it even worse and worse. The more this goes on, the worse it becomes.
Can you see Brent Weaver and Mike Mangus riding their bikes in camo, whatever these are called again, Roams or?
Rompers.
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 Yeah, the camo romper.
How do you like me now?
I like my romper and camo. That way my boyfriend can't see me coming.
Let's go into the forest and get the facts right. Mm. Just saying.
God, I bet a bear wouldn't even eat him. I bet a bear would come up on me like, nope.
He'd probably run the other way. It's
here,
like,
man.
I'm out of here. I'm gone.
Yeah, I might just drag him around for a little
yeah,
while.
Squat him about a bit. Try to figure out what the hell it is. Oh, man. I just,
what is wrong with you? We could have a new survival series, you know?
Romper in the wild.
Non-naked and afraid.
Yeah. Would be better off naked and afraid.
A survival Turtle Island.
More like Fire Island.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Maybe
we should go to a break, Bob. I think we're definitely headed in the wrong direction at this point.
Mm. That's saying something.
Yeah. So let's go to a quick break. We got 10 minutes to the top of the hour. We'll come up with some more stories and stuff and talk about real news that's actually worth listening to.
Yeah, rompers.
Rompers, yeah.
You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Mm-hmm. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military veterinary experts, researchers, and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WeThePeopleRadio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR. In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Flatulent elm of West Ryslip, the Quercus Maximus Bambergascoini, the Avunculus Levata Hueus Venus, with my best buddy by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butter scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
That goes out to Andrew and Bernie.
His special contribution to all you manly snowflakes out
That's
there.
That's right.
In your rompers with your apple teenies.
Pull your romper up, Buttercup, because it's going to be a rough, bumpy ride.
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, at what point in time do we just, you know, say there's a problem?
There's a problem. There's been a problem.
Or we can just go back and pretend nothing's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What else do we need to cover on the news? We're down to the last 5 minutes
here. How about ABC pulling Last Man Standing?
Oh, yeah, Tim Allen. They pulled the plug on him, even though he was like one of the top three rated shows. And
Number two. It was their Friday night anchor.
Wow.
And they pulled it, but not for political reasons,
but
because of ratings. Apparently they were too good.
These guys are so stupid, they're going to just completely wreck their own business model. There's going to be nobody left to watch any of this stuff.
Yeah, Modern Family was their number one rated comedy. It just got renewed for 2 years. Last Man Standing was their number two rated comedy. It just got canceled.
I can't watch the other one. I tried once and I was like, this is garbage. Weird. So I just turned
it
on.
There's a lot of that on there.
That's all garbage, it seems like these days. Excuse me. I was listening to a couple of guys talking, and now they're, you know, and I have to go back and get a little more information on it, how that they're, you know, using cartoons as a mind control on the kids, you know, with sexual innuendos and all kinds of stuff to sort of turn them into, you know.
So they end up drinking apple teenies and wearing rompers?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, exactly.
I think it's working.
Yeah,
I think it worked.
To a degree, it sure seems like it because it's I don't know. Well, I got another story here. America's lawyer, Mike Papantonio. Oh, I'll say that. That's a mouthful. Accuses Monsanto of lying and creating false studies on its safety of Roundup Ready pesticide.
No, that wouldn't happen.
No. I mean, you know what cracks me up? Talk about the height of hypocrisy. Is this environmental whack job idiots? Like, you know, you got the moonbeam moron down there in Sacramento. Oh, well, we got to save the environment, only we will just cover up anything Monsanto does, and we won't talk about Fukushima and the Animas River in Colorado and... you know,
no, we can't talk about poisoning everybody. And
oops,
and
they've gotten right on fixing that, right?
Yeah, well, it's just like, oh, the salmon runs are depleted to the point where they're closing the salmon fishing down on the whole West Coast, and it's because
I want to know who's been prosecuted, fined, and put in jail for that, for the Animas River. Because you know very well if it had been a private citizen that screwed up like that, you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they would all.
Oh, there is another thing on Clive and Bundy too. I forgot to mention that as well. On they let the two guys go. They're not going to be retrialed.
Yeah,
retried Greg and I had that somewhere here. I wanted to.
Yeah, Greg Burleson and I always forget the other guy's name.
I got too much. And there's
and the guys that the jury deadlocked on hung on. They're not going to retry them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, one more thing that I wanted to mention, too. Wells Fargo bogus accounts ballooned to $3.5 million new accounts. Wow. There's
this
no
the second time?
$3.5 million made-up accounts.
Yeah.
There's the second time? Didn't they already get busted for this before?
Oh, well, they found out that it's bigger.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and that's not any kind of emergency provisions when they're making up 3.5 million accounts so they can charge their customers because they're solvent, right?
Right.
That's not like something they would do in a normal,
that doesn't seem to add up.
You know, normal business cycle where we just start, you know, cloning accounts for people without their permission. Yeah, that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah, what would they possibly do that for?
I don't know, Venezuela drifting towards civil war, you know, bum, bum, bum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all good.
Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, nothing to see here.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just another day in the neighborhood. Everything's all good.
Let's just take our selfie sticks and go out into the forest with Mike and Brett. We could ride our bikes and our rompers.
And our rompers, our camo rompers.
Yeah, our camo rompers. God, get that out of my head. Stop. You had to say that, didn't you? Remember, you were born on original. Don't tie a copy.
Don't tie a romper.
Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security, truth over lies.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Trump delivered an historic speech to over 50 Arab leaders in the Saudi capital on Sunday.
President Trump called for a major anti-terrorism center to defeat Islamic extremists. He urged the end to those who target innocent Christians, Jews, and other Muslims, saying, "Drive them out." President Trump was critical of Iran and terrorist groups they support, even though moderates made some progress in recent Iranian elections. Connie Long reporting from Washington.
The Hamas militant group has lashed out at President Donald Trump for mentioning it with Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in his speech in Saudi Arabia. Spokesman Fazi Burhum says